The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And today, the 30th of May. May 30th, this month has run away from us again. 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
So what, I know, you came in and said, should I say this? Yes, you should say this. What national day is it?
National Hole in My Bucket Day.
Hole in My Bucket Day. There's a Hole in My Bucket Day. That to me sounds kind of,
I feel
negative.
Like there's a national, like,
it's got my bucket here and it's all filled up and now it's got a hole in it. Hole,
so
what does that mean? Besides that,
I feel like it's from the song. It was kind of like stolen from like Germany in 17th century. I'm just looking at the history of this day.
Uh-huh.
And it means when everything goes not as it's supposed to go.
I'm having one of those days already. I have a hole in my bucket day. My guest,
I'm
not,
so sorry.
I don't have a guest.
I can be your guest always.
You can be my guest. Okay. We might do that. I may just pull somebody in off the street. So it looks like we got open line from 8 o'clock on. But what I could do on that is tell you that I want to replay this one show and do best of for an hour. Who knows? It's up to you, my friends, my listeners. And by the way, I have 4 tickets to the Colt 45 games, and these tickets are good for the whole season. I mean, you can use it for any game during the season. They're not, one ticket's not good for the whole season. So if you want 4 tickets to the Colt 45s, give us a call at 530-605-4567. I just thought to see if anybody's listening this morning at this time that's got a phone near them. I know they're listening, but this is always tough to go in the first segment giving away stuff. People are going, did he say that?
It's hard to find your phone in the first segment.
I don't even know where my phone is. I hope I brought it with me. Okay, weather. Here they come. But you know what? Bless you, whoever you are that just called. Today, sunny with a high near 94 and a low around 68. Tomorrow, just about the same thing, except it's a little bit warmer. It's going to be 98 degrees tomorrow. Saturday, Sunday, low 90s. Monday, 85. But Tuesday, back up to 98. And next Wednesday, here it comes, 104. Our first triple-digit official weather forecast for next Wednesday, 104 degrees. Wow. Okay. Start getting prepared. Buy that sunscreen. Find that place on the river you can dangle your toes in. Stay out of the sun. And by the way, on the asphalt, it's 84 degrees out there. It's like 120 on the asphalt. So when you're walking your little dog or your big dogs, put your hand down on the asphalt. And if you can't keep your hand on that, it's going to be burning those little pads of your dog. So be aware of those kind of things. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson, a family-owned business. They've been in business here for 25 years helping people, solving people's problems with propane. They give senior and veteran discounts. They've got other plans that appeal to a lot of people. They fly the American flag in front of their business 365 days a year. It's a veteran-owned business. They're good people down there, the Kinney family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Donald Trump's fate is in the jury's hands. The judge gave to me, it seemed like they were kind of, I'm not a lawyer, but it seems like strange directions to the jury. He gives regular directions. And he said, if I understand this right, if on these counts, if four of you can decide on this one, and four of you can decide on this one, and four of you can decide on that count, then that's unanimous, that he's done something wrong, even if you can't decide on all the accounts. So if he's got 21 counts, they go through it. So if you get four on, says, okay, he was guilty on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next group goes 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, the next four. And next one is the next four. Okay, so, or, you know, they pick and choose. And if you can get four says he's guilty of this, but the others don't. But four gets him guilty of this, but the others don't. Four finds him guilty of these, but the others don't. That's unanimous. You found him guilty. Does that sound strange? Doesn't it have to be each count? Doesn't each count have to be like, okay, there's 12 of us in here. Is he guilty on count one? Six yes, six no. Okay. Count two, seven yes, five no. Count three, 12 no. I mean, isn't it supposed to be like that? You just don't parcel out parts of them? Maybe they weren't listening to that charge. What is he charged with? What? Somebody call me and tell me what President Trump is charged with. Which crime is he charged with? It's not a federal crime. The feds don't want to do it. So it's got something to do with the fact that they misrepresented funds, hid funds, and it affected the election. I'm not sure. I know there's people out there that follow this, that you've been poring over everything here. You know, frankly, I'm in the majority of most people in this country, and I think, would he even be in court if his name was Smith as opposed to Trump? And now, Nick, do you have something to say about the trial, or is this for something else? Hello, Nick?
Hey, Nick, good morning.
No, wait, Carl. wait, before you start, is this about the trial or something else?
Something else.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to wait because I'm going to finish up this, take a break, and then I can have you on.
Okay.
You may want to call. Better. May want to call back.
Okay.
Wait. Do you know what Trump is charged with?
Running for president.
Okay, that's close enough. Well, we ought to charge people for that.
This is election interference. Is all this amounts to?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's, and they said, but it's not. And the jury instructions, if you can't agree on all of them, but you can agree on some of them, like four of you think you're guilty of this part, and four this, and four that, I'm going to count that as a guilty. Even though they may not, I'm glad.
Now, what would we
I am
do?
So glad I'm not on that jury. I am so glad. And they should be so glad, because after this, I just go, you know what? I don't know what the heck you're talking about. And then I would.
Well, let me ask you this, Carl. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay. What would we do if another country was doing this? Say, Mexico or, Colombia or another country. What would we do? We would sanction them. Although Joe Biden might send them some money and tell them to knock it off. But, this is as corrupt as it can possibly be.
I just, you know what, and I think, but I really, really think that a lot of people believe that this is just a political trial. I mean, I think.
Well, that's all it is.
Well, that's what I mean. I think most people think this is just a political trial. They're only doing this because he's running for president. And Democrats, Republicans, independents are the big ones, too. And the whole vagueness about the charges are. I mean, This is very, it bothers me for that. You know, I'm not saying that Trump isn't a jerk and all these things, because, you know, I think personally he is. But pursued like this, and, you know, with all of these, and when Biden's whole campaign strategy is having Trump found guilty, that's his campaign strategy, because he sure as heck can't run on anything else.
I disagree with you on Trump being a big jerk. He's just right out in front and says it how it is.
Well, you know what? He is a jerk, and that's my opinion. Now, does that mean I wouldn't vote for him? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Doesn't mean that at all. But I can have my feelings about that. So there.
The reason you think he's a jerk is because he stands up for himself.
No, I think he's a jerk, because he calls people names. It's petty. He says things that are just uncalled for.
Oh, we can say things about him and he can't fire back?
Even he calls people names. You know, it's not like he says, like Cruz. Oh, Cruz is, you know, his politics is this, and I think he's a liberal and all these things. But then he calls him names. Why? That's childlike. That's childish behavior.
But it gets people's attention.
You don't understand what I'm saying. It's childish behavior. It's childish behavior that I frankly don't want to see a president do. On the other hand, when he said, I'm going to appoint constitutionalists to the Supreme Court and the judges, I went all for that. That was the thing I believed that he was going to do. I believed that he was going to close the border down. Now, he can call people names, and I can dislike some of his personal actions. It doesn't mean I don't support his ideas in many areas. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, there's not many people I agree with on everything.
Well, that's right.
I think the world of Kevin Cry, but I don't agree with him on the homeless, the way they're doing that.
Anyway.
I disagree with a lot of the people about certain things. That doesn't mean they're a bad people, and it doesn't mean I dislike them.
No, I understand that, but
And you're drawing a conclusion about Trump because he's got a potty mouth.
No, what I'm saying is, in my opinion, he doesn't have to do that. It would raise the level. Anyway, I've got to take a break. And
you could be more sophisticated. I agree with you. Have a great day.
Wait a minute. Is that what you wanted to say?
No, uh-uh. Well, I wanted to talk to you about the comments you deleted yesterday.
Okay.
Hang on until after the break.
Yeah. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive was voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll 2 years in a row. Why? Because they are. They have the only stonecutter, the only watch repairman. They have great selection of jewelry ranging from Native American turquoise to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces. And the thing about it is, it is all quality jewelry at very fair prices. It's the only place we shop for Linda. And I have never yet been steered in the wrong direction by Rebecca or Leonard. They are just really fine people. Lots of integrity down there. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive since 1982.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Feel free to give us a call here. My guest isn't showing up today, so we're just going to have an open line today. But, hey, healthcare hiring event, walk-in Wednesday on June 12th. Be the heart of community health. Shasta Regional Medical Center is seeking talented healthcare professionals to join their growing team and apply now to be part of their community hospital's mission to provide quality patient-centered care. You're invited to their walk-in Wednesday hiring events. Same-day interviews and offers. It's going to be these Shasta Regional Medical Center offers walk-in hiring events. And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., hiring RNs, LVNs, CNAs, and other clinic non-clinical professionals. Questions? Give them a call. 530-244-5150. Learn more about their $30,000 RN, registered nurse, bonus. Shasta Regional Medical Center offers competitive salary, excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and professional career growth opportunities, located at 1100 Butte Street. Yeah. Cool. Nick. Now, Nick, what did you want?
Well, I wanted to tell you that you're not being fair when you delete all the comments because one person said a few names.
Well, here's the reason I did that. Okay, we used to be able to delete comments per person. You know, remember that when what's his face kept putting horrible stuff on there, and we just started deleting. We could delete.
Now, how can you call him what's his face when you just got on Donald Trump about naming people?
Well, I'm not naming him. That's what I did. I didn't name him.
I understand. You can't delete just one person.
Yeah, because of the way it's set up now. But then after I noticed that, I went back to my IT guy and said, hey, what happened? We used to be able to delete individual posts and then ban that poster, you know, forever. And then the poster would come back with a different name. And because he was on a VOIP, voice over internet protocol or something, we couldn't find him to, you know, to block that. So, but somehow we haven't had any problems in what, months and months. So when I went to just delete a couple of those, they all went. Everything went. So there. You don't like it?
No, I don't like it because it's a form of censoring. It's
no, it is not. It is not. It, when things start or being said like that, there's no place in that in polite society or on this station. So there.
Polite society. We're not such a polite society anymore, Carl.
Well, you know, there's the problem. There's the problem. We have gotten away from, I listen to you, and you say things that I totally disagree with. You say things that I totally agree with. But I don't try to, I don't call you names. I don't call you, I don't say you're stupid. I don't say, you know, I don't say these things. And when those things come on there, I have no room for them. All right. I'm sorry. That's just me. But then again, it's our station.
And you're the boss. That's what I used to tell Logan when he was little. Why are we doing that? Because I'm the boss and I said so. But the thing is, Carl, that's a form of censorship that I see in the Record Searchlight, I see on a news cafe, and I see in the Shasta Scout. And in fact, the Shasta Scout, on an article I read yesterday, she allowed one comment and then paused the rest of them. And, you know, when you're not listening to everybody's opinions, you're picking and choosing and trying to direct people's thoughts on how, you know, whatever subject you're on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying. But on the other hand, if you're not literate enough to put your comments in without being totally offensive, you see what I mean? You should be literate enough and be articulate.
Let me finish
and be articulate enough to be able to say, this is the reason that you're wrong. And not just call people names. Oh, you're wrong because you're this and this and this. You're knuckle-dragging redneck conservatives or your libtards or whatever it is from the other side. You ought to be articulate enough, say, you're wrong because of this. And then there's no reason to call names.
So you delete everybody because one person
I didn't
names.
Have
Other
you know what
call,
how many times do you go back and read 2 weeks ago do you read the text or the chat room?
I very seldom go back to the
and
chat
so room. The only thing I did was I got rid of chat from that day on. Chat's going now.
Well, the thing is, I was going to read that because it was about the new show on Tuesday, which I listened to their show Wednesday, and boy, they've got a different way of thinking as far as us conservatives go.
They do. But that's the purpose of this radio station. We want to make our station a place for the viewpoints of our community. And I've got.
I agree with you,
yeah,
and I'm glad
I know
you
do.
Have that show
I know
because
you do.
It really pointed out the differences in my thoughts as to theirs. And I think everybody should listen to that show they had Tuesday and figure out who's calling who a racist and that kind of stuff. In fact, they did call people racist. You should delete that show, Carl. You're so much fun to argue with. I gotta go.
I know censorship when I see it. It's like art. Oh, I don't know that much about art, but I know art when I see it, okay?
Well, you censor me quite often.
When?
You know how you do
when
it?
Have you ever Bye, been Nick. Censored? When? When?
You go, goodbye, Nick, and you give Christina the tomahawk chop, chop, and I'm off.
Bye.
That was a joke.
I know. He knows it, too, but I wouldn't like that. Cut him. You know. Dump that phone. Nah. You know, here's the thing, and it is tough. I hate censorship. I think people should be able to listen to anything they want to. On the other hand, I'm sitting here, I have to read the chat room, and I'm reading stuff in there, and I'm like, well, you just don't need that. How are we going to move forward as a nation, as a county, as a city, if we can't talk and disagree? And, Jessica French and I don't agree on a lot of stuff, but we do agree on a lot of stuff, if that makes sense. You know, about wanting to see our city and our people and our economy and everything to move forward. Now, they were talking about people seeing busloads of quote, illegals. Well, the argument was, well, so what? So what if they're here? Well, they shouldn't be here. I mean, they're illegals. Yeah, I'm not going to get into the whole show if you want to. It's in our archives. But, you know, there's things about it I don't agree with. But I'm not going to call Jessica or any of her other people on that show names. I'm just not. And just like I'm not going to call people on, you know, I hear things on Nick's show. I go, Nick, that's, you know, I totally disagree with that because, one, you're not giving all the facts on it, or maybe I don't understand that, but I just don't agree with it. But it doesn't mean I don't talk with Nick, or I don't like Nick. It just means we can disagree, but we don't have to start, you know, a name calling, fist fighting, spit in your face type of thing. Does that make sense? Christina? Are you looking at your phone? Are you looking at your phone? Are you looking at your phone? Tell me the truth, because I can see.
I wish.
You aren't?
No.
No, okay.
I wish.
You wish what?
To check and be able to just hang out with my phone in bed and have a rest, a nice day, but I'm at my favorite work.
Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, where I was at yesterday. Such nice people. Cornerstone Community Bank's been in the business for around 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Cornerstone Community Bank has four branches, one in Red Bluff, two in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They invite you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our record-worthy micropine. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your owners at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
night.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back, 3-5 Radio here in the studio of KCNR.
This comes from here.
7:36 in the morning here on the 30th of May. It's about 70 degrees out there. It's a little windy. I was going to go get a load of hay yesterday, but the wind was blowing hard enough that, because I was going to be on open roads and all this, I put that off for a day or two. It just looks bad, my F-150 going sideways off the road with a load of hay. So, good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Fine day today.
It sure is.
Foot forth enjoying the day.
Great.
But anyway, I was going to call you about the trial.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it is such a farce, but it would be a perfect example to see a case of jury nullification come up. The judges and the lawyers never talk about it, but the jury can also vote on the law and the application of the law. And in this case, it would be an excellent application of that rights of the jury.
So if they just say that they don't think it was they don't think it was a just cause, or what?
Yes, they can throw out the law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? I mean, they're asking for certain directions. Now, I've never heard. I mean, I don't follow a lot of trials. I've never heard this thing where four of you find this. And four of you find that, and four of you find this, that it counts as a unanimous verdict. How can that be? I thought, doesn't each one of them have to be a unanimous? Each count, that's what a jury looks like. You know, if you're on for four counts of something, the jury looks at all four counts, and if they can't agree on all four counts, then it's a hung jury or not guilty.
That's right.
How can you just take, if you find one of these, that four of you agree on, and the second one four of you agree on, the third one four of you agree on, but you don't agree on the other ones, that's a unanimous verdict. How do you do that?
I remember I was on a trial in the 70s. It was a sting operation on a gold dealer. And I know the jury just threw it out because they didn't think that the law was being applied correctly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
If that's what's happening.
The other thing I was going to talk about was hole in the bucket day.
Okay.
Yeah. What is a hole in the bucket? Okay. It's when you got more money going out than you got coming in. It's a financial term.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like our country.
Exactly. We've got trillions going out. Don't have any money coming in.
Well, we do have coming in, but unfortunately, with our debt, that just the payment, the nut on our debt is getting bigger and bigger and bigger every day. I found a great article discussing this about how much is going out and how it just keeps growing, and what's that mean. So I'm going to bring that article in tomorrow.
I'm an Austrian economist myself, so.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, we can't continue to push forward. You know, these rates aren't going to come down. They just got through saying that. So.
Well, government is too big to maintain itself on the amount of income that's coming in.
Oh, I agree. Government's too big.
It has to be pruned down. And anybody who runs a family budget knows that you cannot spend more than you have coming in.
Small business can't spend more than you got coming in.
So, and printing more money to pay the bills doesn't work, because it doesn't just hurt us, but it hurts everybody in the world that owns an American dollar.
Yeah. And then you end up with our kids and grandkids and their grandkids owing tens of thousands, or if not hundreds of thousands, of dollars in debt, because the country's that much in debt. So then you start cutting back on things. You've got to.
Yeah. You have to remember what happened to the USSR when they couldn't pay their debts.
Yep.
It disappeared.
Came apart.
And then you have a bunch of small Slavic countries, that used to be the Soviet Union.
Yep. Some of which are pretty cool countries.
Yeah.
Okay. John, thanks a lot. Appreciate that phone call, buddy.
Enjoyed it. I'm not going to be pulling any more pranks on you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. You want to get even with your neighbor. I got to find this again. Where was it? Yeah. You want to get even with your neighbor. North Korea sends 260 balloons full of garbage and feces into South Korea, triggering air raid sirens in one South Korean border community. North Korea's move was evidently a response to South Korean groups that occasionally send balloons with leaflets, music, or videos into the North. So Pyongyang warned it was preparing a tit-for-tat action that would involve mounds of newspapers and filth to retaliate against South Korean pamphleteers. Well, just think about this. You get your little balloons and fill them up and put bags of dog poop in them and send them down the street to your friends. Okay, I just thought that was kind of, if you're going to have a war, if you're going to be throwing things at each other, let it be music videos and feces-filled bags instead of artillery shells and rockets. I mean, it's kind of nasty, but nobody gets killed. All right, Christina, let's take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages, because I'm going to give away 4 tickets. Get ready to Glowing Wild. It's open tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And I've got 3 groups of tickets, 3 family packs of tickets I'm going to be giving away over the next hour and 15 minutes. So when I come back, I'm giving away 4 more. And we'll be right back.
Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV pack packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're looking for a hero. We're not looking for a hero. We are looking for a hero.
We are heroes.
We are heroes. Thank you. My whole staff are heroes for putting up with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation. Work injuries are life-changing, can be life-changing for you, your family. Your employer wants you back. You want to be back. Your spouse wants you out of the house working, all of these things. But things are dragging. Things aren't happening the way they should. Patrick Gorman is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He is a scrapper. He is an honorable man, and he will fight for you. So if things are happening, and maybe they're just taking time, but they're still okay, I mean, you know, as far as legal goes, and Patrick will tell you that. He'll tell you this is the way it's supposed to be. Yes, it's taking some time, but they're doing what they have to do. So at least you know that. But if they aren't, Patrick Gorman can help you. 530-262-2168. The number today is 84,000. That's how many owners of older Nissan vehicles in the U.S. were told to immediately stop driving their cars since the airbags can catch on fire. Wow. 84,000 immediately stopped driving their cars. And I'm going to try and see if it's possible to find out what kind of Nissans these are. These are the 2002 to 2006 model year Nissan Sentra, the 2002 to 2004 Nissan Pathfinder, and the 2002-2003 Infiniti QX4 due to a safety hazard. Do not drive it until repair is completed and the defective airbag is replaced. And that Nissan dealers are offering free towing, mobile repair, and in some places, loaner vehicles. Some of these airbags can explode, unleashing metal shrapnel inside cars and trucks. Oh, my gosh. Even minor crashes can result in exploding Takata airbags that can kill or produce life-altering, gruesome injuries. You have now been warned, my friends. You have now been warned. All right. What else do we have here? I'm giving away 4 tickets to Glowing Wild. I'm giving a little family pack out to Glowing Wild. It's tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. 4 tickets to go there. And let me tell you, it is just a really, really good exhibition, even great in some areas. At night, you get there, say you get there around 7:30, before it's dark, you're kind of taking a look around. But as soon as it starts getting dark and these lights are coming on and you can see the lights, it's unbelievable. It is that good. So I'm giving away a family pack of 4 tickets to 605-4567 for Glowing Wild. I didn't realize a lot of people have seen it, but maybe it's your chance to see it again. Take your kids, take your grandkids, take your next-door neighbors, whatever. 605-4567, give us a call. Okay. Some things that you should know today, according to CNN. Of course, this is CNN, and I'm not saying that everything is perfect in it. The Biden campaign is pushing a more aggressive strategy to reach American voters as one of their lead talking heads, James Carville, says that the Democratic message so far has been crap, and I clean that up. Joe Biden slammed his presumptive 2024 opponent at the Philadelphia rally and said he would appoint progressives to the Supreme Court. There you go. There's your reason to vote or not vote for him. If elected to a second term, and an explicit warning about the stakes of the upcoming election, Biden suggested that he expects vacancies on the high court over the next 4 years because some of the 9 justices have entered their 70s. Oh, so now he... Biden is saying, hey, they're getting too old. He's 81, and he's saying these guys that are 74, 75. You wish you were 74, Joe. You wish you were 74. And he said, because they're getting too old. Yeah, I love that. Meanwhile, Trump may pick a running mate that's off the radar. In other words, no, somebody that has the name hasn't come up before. Supreme Court Justice, have you been following this thing about Samuel Alito and these flags that were on his property? People are complaining that he should recuse himself from cases involving the 2020 presidential election or the January 6th riot there, because 2 controversial flags that have flown on his property There was an inverted American flag raised at his home in 2021, which, you know, usually is means that they're that we're in trouble. You see it upside down. We're in trouble. We need help. Alito said that he was flown by his wife because she was in a dispute with her neighbors, and it was a nasty dispute. But his opponents have said, of course, because they're pulling for anything they can do, that it was a symbol for former President Donald Trump's supporters who falsely claim widespread fraud. Alito said that the upside-down flag was raised by his wife. Additionally, an appeal to heaven flag was seen on a display at his vacation property last summer, according to reports. That flag, which has a history dating back to the Revolutionary War, has also become a symbol for Trump supporters. They're reaching, folks. They're reaching. The war in Gaza will probably continue through the end of the year, an Israeli official warned, seemingly dismissing the idea that fighting would end after Israel's planned military offensive in Rafah. We expect another 7 months of fighting to deepen our achievements and achieve our goal of destroying the military and governmental capabilities of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Israel's national security advisor said the death toll in Gaza has surpassed 35,000 since the war broke out on October 7th, conveniently leaving out the fact that Hamas attacked into Israel, killed 1,400 people. They still have captives. They still have hostages that they're killing. The raping, the systematic executions, the killing of children. I mean, we could go on and on and on, right? Since the war broke out with the sneak attack by Hamas. Secretary, and the 35,000, who are the 35,000? How much of them are Hamas fighters, Hamas supporters? Okay. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Wednesday, Israel must weigh incremental gains with unintended horrific consequences of military actions in Gaza. Blinken also said that they should be able to use the weapons that we give or sell to Israel and for offensive attacks, as what he said was in Ukraine. Weapons that we provide can be used to attack Russia. Volcano in southwestern Iceland erupted for the fifth time since December. Lava flow is once again threatening to cut off the town of Grindavík and prompt evacuations of the world-famous Blue Lagoon. Fountains of red-hot lava shooting into the air. I think it was in Iceland they had that one volcano erupt, a decade ago? That stopped airline travel because of so much ash and smoke in the air that they couldn't fly in that whole region up there because of this. Iceland is just kind of like a volcano with some people living on it. Good news. Good news. Seven major retailers are slashing prices across the board to lure back inflation-weary shoppers who have pulled back on spending. Well, why do you think people have done that? It's because inflation has risen. We've done stories on it that fast food burgers are now becoming a luxury and not something that people do to save money. Anyway, Walgreens announced Wednesday that it's cutting prices on 1,500 items, joining competitors including Target, Walmart, and Amazon, that also recently lowered prices on thousands of household goods. Industry experts say U.S. households aren't shopping like they used to. Well, yeah, because it's either food or another set of towels. They're not going to get the other set of towels or the lawnmower. They're going to use the old lawnmower. They're going to use the old towels because they're too busy buying food and keeping a roof over their houses. Thank you, Joe. Bless your heart. Some retail chains have been forced to declare bankruptcy and shut their doors. 99 cent only. It's gone. Dollar Tree said Wednesday has acquired 170 of those leases to offer discount products to more Americans beginning in the fall. Cracker Barrel. Do you know what Cracker Barrel is? I got it. It was a chain of restaurants, and it was kind of a country thing and all that. They're in deep trouble. People have changed, so they're having to reconfigure their whole business and may have to shut down too. Too bad. Had great breakfast there, and that's usually in the Southeast. We'll be take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Jurors in the Trump trial in New York are back at it this morning. They're taking care of some business before resuming deliberations. They're reviewing some testimony as well as the judge's jury instructions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston outside the courthouse.
The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have listened to the testimony but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. Members of the panel come from various professional backgrounds, including a software engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, and an investment banker. Jurors' names are not being publicly released. Greg Clugston, New York.
On his way into court this morning, Mr. Trump once again dismissing the whole thing as a politically motivated sham.
This case should have been filed. It should not have been filed. Or at a minimum, it should have been filed 7 years ago. 7 years old, everybody turned it down, including federal elections turned it down. Southern District turned it down. Bragg turned it down. Then he rejuvenated it when I was running for office.
President Biden to make his first state visit to France next week, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Allied landings at Normandy. Mr. Biden will also visit Paris for talks with French President Macron. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for a National Rifle Association lawsuit against a former New York State official over claims she violated the group's free speech rights, a unanimous opinion by the High Court. The government has done it again, downgrading an earlier report on economic growth, now saying the economy grew at a 1.3% annual rate in the first quarter, not the 1.6% growth rate initially reported. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are down sharply. The Dow is off 386 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
China continuing to tighten its grip on Hong Kong. The BBC's Martin Yip says 14 pro-democracy activists have been convicted under the strict national security law imposed by Beijing.
The judge agreed with the prosecutors saying that if these people who participated in the unofficial primary election back in 2020 would ever go into the Legislative Council and exercise their plan to veto every single government budget, that would create a constitutional crisis, causing difficulties for the government, the Hong Kong government, to run its business. So they were found guilty of subversion, but the charge in Chinese is subversion against state power, so they have been accused of trying to overthrow the Chinese government.
Iran has opened a 5-day registration period for hopefuls wanting to run in the June 28th presidential election. News and analysis at townhall.com. Heartbreak for an Olympic champion gymnast.
Gabby Douglas is injured, forcing her to back out of the U.S. championships and making her ineligible for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The three-time Olympic gold medalist hurt her ankle during training for the weekend's event in Fort Worth, Texas. The event would have been the gymnast's comeback and her first Olympics since 2016. Douglas would have been the oldest American woman to compete since the 1950s if she had made the team at the age of 28. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A hacker ring claims to have stolen the user data of more than 500 million Ticketmaster customers worldwide, reportedly trying to sell the information on the dark web for hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's said to include customer names and phone numbers, along with emails, addresses, and credit card information. So again, on Wall Street this hour, stocks deep in the red, the NASDAQ down 124. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Today, Thursday, the 30th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. That's where you can hop into our chat room. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and it's Hole in the Bucket Day, where John called in and told us that was when there's more money going out than coming in.
Shortly about woman's life.
Shortly what?
About woman's life. Woman's, ladies, well, ladies' life, because like usually ladies, they have a issue when money is going faster than they come.
Oh, yeah.
And it's especially about my problem, I don't know, and other my girlfriends, we usually have these problems when the money goes faster than it's supposed to come.
Put some duct tape on that hole.
I'm trying to.
Or?
The tapes are, looks like, not really good quality.
Somebody won the Glowing Wild tickets, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Mr.
Great.
Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Okay, besides that, is there any other national days?
Yes, today is National Creativity Day.
What?
Creativity Day.
Creativity Day. We need that. More
for
creativity,
sure.
Right? Okay.
Of course.
All right. The weather. It's still windy. And yesterday, as I was getting ready to go make a hay run, it was so windy, I was afraid my truck was going to get blown off the road. So I just holding that off till Friday when things get less. Today, a high near 94. Tomorrow, 98 on Friday. This is going to start cooling down on Saturday, all the way down to 93. And it's going to hang around there. But Monday, partly sunny with a high near 85. Tuesday, though, it's back with 98, and on next Wednesday, we get our first official forecast of triple digits, 104 next Wednesday. Woo! Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business, a family-owned, locally-owned business that provides discounts for seniors and veterans on propane. They treat their customers as friends. They take personal interest in all their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. They fly that flag in front of their business every day. They have won awards from the state for hiring veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. It's a great company to do business with, and really fine people. They've been doing it for 25 years. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. 73% of voters, highest on record, call Biden's America out of control. Now, again, when we go to polls, I kind of Hart Research Public Opinion Strategy / NBC News poll found the highest negative number for any president recorded by the pollster. It supports a recent forecast that former President Donald Trump is a favorite to win re-election if he's not in jail. 73% of the voters believe Biden's America's out of control or on the wrong track, topping the record high that George Bush set in 2008, 70%. And then Barack Obama set the third highest rating at 65%. It said that Trump leads Biden in six of the six swing states, including Wisconsin, which is really unusual, and he's tied in Virginia. The survey also reported that non-white voters are trending away from the Democrats while the Republican Party is surging among the demographic. In 4 years, non-white voters shifted about 40 points in favor of Republicans. Perceived disorder is driving discontent. American voters sense things are out of control, Milham Consulting said. They didn't disclose the sample size or the margin of error. I mean, the sample size could have been six people. Who knows? This is not the first historically bad poll for Biden. His approval rating in May fell to its lowest level in almost 2 years. These different ones, NPR, PBS, Marist, a majority of independent voters believe Biden is a greater threat to democracy than Trump. ABC News, IPOS, Trump is in a dead heat with Biden among suburban women. USA Today, Suffolk University, among Hispanics, Trump leads Biden by 5 points. Wall Street Journal, 30% of black men and 11% of black women intend to vote for Trump. Historic highs. Trump, and according to New York Times, Trump and Biden are essentially tied among 18 to 29-year-olds who said, what are you doing to us? Is this the best we can do? Okay. Now, another poll, and again, you know how I feel about polls, saying 73% of America, or the majority, are not taking summer vacations. 73% cite lack of cash for this. Well, again, we go back to inflation. We go back to the cost of gas. I mean, when you have to, when you're looking at gas, like we're looking at making a trip, we fill up here. We can make it into Nevada. Nevada is not much better, but it is better. And then the next time we fill up, it'll be in Nevada. The next time, it'll be in New Mexico, where gas is so much cheaper, so much cheaper. But then you still have to come back through California, and you literally pay double for the cost of gas than you do in New Mexico, or close to it. Maybe it's not exactly. The question is that the cost of everything in inflation, that is a driving factor. It's going to be the driving factor of the economy. And no matter what you say about, oh, look at the stock market, look at the stock market. Yeah, stock market's good. Oh, look how strong the economy is. It's going up. It's not going up enough, but it's going up. That's not the point. The point is, you know, you can tell me that, and I can nod my head. But then I go in and get a small bag of groceries. No meat, no wine, just groceries, veggies, you know, things like that. It comes out to $39. A family of four, both parents working, spending $600, $700, $800 on food every month to feed their family. Our electricity costs have gone up. Our gasoline prices are crazy. This is what people are going to vote on. And I haven't even gotten into the border. The border, which is wide open, has led to things like I'm going to talk about after the break, about was it a dry run for a terrorist attack on a U.S. base? We're going to talk about that when we get back, about that. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and that charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back after these messages. Perfect song.
on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine, it's a summertime.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Debot. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. If you're looking for that second opinion, for that. Look at your insurance. Look at your investments. She's got two different branches under one roof, like I said. Then you can get a free review and evaluation just by calling 530-221-0441 and work with some of the experts in Judy's office. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, Judy treats her customers as friends. She really does. She takes care of her customers. We're real happy doing business with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. If you remember, on May 3rd, two males driving a box truck attempted to enter Quantico Marine Corps base when they were stopped by security. The men told the guards they were contracted drivers trying to complete an Amazon delivery. After failing to produce proper identification, the gate guard said, instructing the men to wait in a holding area so a secondary check could be conducted. Then what happened was the men ignored the guard's instructions and attempted to move the vehicle past the holding area. They quickly engaged the gate guards, quickly engaged the vehicle denier barriers, preventing the box truck from proceeding. The two men were turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and both individuals were in the United States illegally. One of the men illegally crossed the southern border into California in April, while the other male was in country with an expired student visa. A student overstays, somehow gets in contact with somebody illegally crossing the U.S. border on the other side of the country. Both of them wind up in that truck. Why? Can anyone come up in this article here? Does anybody know or have a reasonable explanation as to why two illegal aliens from Jordan would be driving a box truck in a sensitive other area other than to try and make a dry run for a future incident? Oh, gosh, do you think the FBI and the CIA and other people aren't on top of this one? Well, it turns out that there was an announcement by a general in the Pentagon that says, oh, this happens all the time, at least once a week, somebody trying to come in a base and not being allowed to. I don't know if they've taken it to this point. But if you think about it, a box truck, if they got through, it was empty this time. What happens next time if it's not empty and it's full of explosives? A terrorist attack aimed at a military base is going to be a lot of headlines right there for a long time. Neither ICE nor the FBI have responded to requests for comments. But when you think about it, the gates there at Quantico, I've been through all of them many, many times. Are guarded by Marine Corps sentries, and they do have vehicle denying areas. They have all the stuff here. Their orders are somebody's trying to enter the base, and they won't stop. Their orders are to stop them in their authorized deadly force. There you go. So in this case, of course, that didn't happen. But how did two illegals from each side of the country get together in the truck? And why were they even driving the truck on the base? I hope that there is some follow-ups on this saying that, oh, these guys are completely innocent and they're just stupid, which probably is not true, or if they have ties to terrorist organizations. That kind of stuff bothers me. Okay. Shasta and Redding, Shasta County, and the border supervisors and the city of Redding have run into money problems. The county board has said that there is no way we're going to be able to build a new jail unless there's a tax increase. And they told the staff to come up reluctantly. They asked the staff to come up with a plan for a 1 cent sales tax increase, 1 cent, which comes out to like 13%. But it's a 1 cent sales tax increase that could be presented to voters in form of a measure. And I think that's probably going to happen. If we want the jail, we're going to have to pay for it. There's no other way around it. However, Reading officials, they haven't reached that point yet about debating a sales tax measure. One for Shasta County, and then another one if the city of Reading says we don't have the money because our revenue is way down. Could be they put that on a referendum too, because the city coffers is not keeping pace with expenses. The old hole in the bucket theory, Christina. The hole in the bucket theory at the city. Topic isn't a new one, according to city manager Barry Tippin. We have had unmet needs conversation with every budget we have developed since I've been in the city, which is 20 years. We have never been able to meet the full needs identified by the departments. Of course not, because everybody's wishing for everything. However, the money that we had that they used, as we heard the other day from Michael DeQuisto, they got from the government for, you know, part of it was the COVID stuff and all that to hire all these policemen and our firefighters. That money runs out. So, and unless the tax base grows, or the taxes grow, not taxes, but the revenue grows, they're not going to be able to keep all those people on unless they find a way to bring money into the city. It could be a giant bake sale where the whole city participates in a bake sale. And we raise millions of dollars, and it says, keep our firemen and police officers, and it's a giant bake sale. What do you think, Dolores? Will a bake sale work?
I think so, maybe.
Maybe? Would you put in cookies?
No, I will put in something different than cookies. Cookies is too sweet. But anyways, I just wanted to make a quick comment, but I also want to make an announcement. But you said something that the county doesn't have enough money, but they have enough money.
Wait a second. Can you turn her up a little bit? Okay, she's already up. Talk louder, Dolores. It's hard to hear you.
You said?
Talk louder. It's hard to hear
you. But the board have enough money to give them.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you said the board had enough money to?
To give themselves a 59% raise.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. Somehow they found 59%. But they don't have enough money for the jail to help the people to keep all these criminals behind bars from breaking into people's homes or breaking into cars. But, yeah, 59%. That's great.
Well,
you know?
I will say this, that we're talking tens of thousands of dollars for that, and we're talking millions of dollars for the jail. There's a difference there.
Yes, I know, but I think it should go to the voters and leave it up to the voters, not to the CEO or the Board of Supervisors. Because eventually those board of supervisors are not all going to be there forever, so it should be the voters. The voters are the ones who be having a say. They're the boss, not them.
I think, you're right. And but should we make, and this is a good point you're making, because it's like the propositions. Do we trust our elected officials, or we don't trust them? If it turns out we don't trust them, that's where you get propositions and you get things put on the ballots to make decisions because you don't trust what the your elected officials have done.
Yeah, that's what they should have done with their race. 59% should have let the voters decide because they're the boss, not themselves. And so I have a problem with that. You know, how dare them do that to the voters?
My question is the county supervisor job considered a full-time job? 8 to 5.
Well, right, but I don't think they really, really are there Monday to Friday.
Well, no, but I don't think it's clear. Is it a part-time job or is it a full-time job?
So I think it's a part-time.
So do I. So then you have to ask yourself, how much is that part-time job worth?
Yeah. They should have stayed at they should have stayed where they were making, you know. But anyways, I just want to give you an announcement. Maybe it's not my place to do this, but I just I haven't heard anybody calling the radio to give everybody an update that tomorrow is Pete Peters' memorial service.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, no, Dolores, thank you very much for reminding us. And what time is it tomorrow?
Well, it says in Palo Cedro, Allen and Dahl, well, in Palo Cedro, it begins at 9:30 a.m. And then, I guess, then the service,
it's going to be out at IGO. They're going to do a procession
out
to IGO.
At 11 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock. Okay. Pete Peters.
Correct.
Former supervisor. He was president of the Reading Rodeo Association. You're going to see a lot of Reading Rodeo cowboys out there. And, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye. All right. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to give away some more Glowing Wild tickets. And we're going to talk about something that's happening today at the Civic Auditorium at 11 o'clock, and that's our Memorial Day service out there. We'll talk about that when we get back, too. We'll be right back after these messages.
Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Fought Productions bring you Slap War. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as the Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. $10 free slap play. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, 8:34 in the morning here, 75 degrees. It's going to be windy today here on the 30th of May. And today, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is the best barbershop that I've been to. I've been going there 17 years, never had a bad haircut. It is locally owned, locally operated, established 1960. Yeah, that's right, 1960. It's not a hair salon, my friends, it's a barbershop. Veteran owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. You can reach them at 530-244-9478 to make an appointment, which is what I do. I run by appointments. Works out of my schedule and their schedule. Or you can just come in there and sit down and read some of the magazines and get a great haircut if they've got an opening. That Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, things are starting to happen. Like that thing where they tried to get into the Marine base at Quantico.
Yeah.
All these illegal aliens that Biden is allowing to come through.
And, millions. Millions.
Sure. And,
no, you got to put this in perspective. He's let in more illegals across that southern border since he's been president than there are populations in like eight states.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And another thing, you saw what happened to Israel. And they supposedly snuck across the border and whatever they did. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the same thing could happen right here in the United States. All I got to do is issue weapons, and or just give the people fentanyl, and maybe they'll get into our food supply, our water supply, and create a problem there. So now we're seeing, somebody showed me some video on their cell phone about the buses that are coming through. We don't know who these people are. And look what happened to that young lady in Georgia, 22 years old. She's a nursing student. And they bludgeoned her to death.
Well, there's more than that. There's more than that's happening.
Every day
you read something where somebody here illegally has killed somebody. Sometimes it's a drunk driving. Sometimes it's murder. Sometimes it's rape. But it's every day you read about it, and there's been more than you're seeing reported.
Sure, and the same thing could start happening right here in River City. I mean, this is just getting crazy, and this is why I'm not going to vote for. I wouldn't think of voting for Biden. My goodness, from what he's doing, I mean, he's just totally destroying our country, and our congressman, Doug LaMalfe is one of them. That they don't say anything, and I talked to one of my Navy brothers a while back, and they said, when you don't say something, silence is consent. So it's the same thing with the people that's in jail over there. When I talked to Doug, I said something about, when are you going to take Biden out? He said, well, the Congress might do it, but the Senate is full of Democrats. But when you don't say something, at least stand up on at the halls of Congress and voice your opinion for us, the people here. And this is what really irritates me, that they're not saying anything. So anyhow, I thank you for letting me air my views.
Well, that's what we're here for. You got something stuck in your craw, unless you're calling for a, you know, terrorism attack or violence on people. That's what you're here for. We like to hear. Because people, you know what, you need to be able to voice your opinion and be able to say, this just pisses me off, you know? And why does it happen? You know, and so feel free. So give us a call at 530-605-4567. You know, if you thanks a lot, Ron. And you know what, you may feel just the opposite. Well, you know, it's okay to have all these people come in, so you know, to, you know, for doing a lot of these jobs that we don't want to do. Well, okay, well then tell me that. Who's we? You mean the American people don't like doing it? And I know, you know, people are talking about, quote, menial, stoop labor and that kind of stuff. Well, that's not done so much. You know, you've got a lot of, I mean, yes, there is a need for that. But when you, but you're talking about also people that do drywall, do roofing, do construction, any of that kind of stuff. That takes away some pretty high-paying jobs away from Americans if people come in there and they're hiring them because they can get them for a lot cheaper. What else do we have here that, what was he doing? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's, well, let's, I tell you what, let's go back to the, to how much money we need. Jones, let's go back to Supervisor Jones. He has said he didn't ever want to raise, sales tax. Has said, you know what, we've tried everything. There's just the money is not there, and we need a jail. And, my friends, we need a jail. I don't think of anybody that disagrees with it. I can't think of anybody that doesn't agree to the fact that we need a new jail. We need more seats. We don't need just another 200 seats. We need enough for 1,000 people. It's got to be big enough to put 1,000 criminals into. With the way the state has pushed things back down on us and all these, we need something that with our old jail that we're going to have to rehab parts of it. With the new jail, we've got to have close to 1,000 seats in there, 1,000 beds. And you're not going to get it out of a bake sale like I, you know, jokingly talked about. You're going to need to get the money from someplace. Now, you can get some of it from state, which I think we have. I think we've got... they're looking for $150 million to build out the jail, just to add 256 more. Well, that's not going to be enough more, in my opinion. I am not an expert on this, but I would imagine if you ask the sheriff, you'd probably say you need probably double that, or at least 400 beds. So, but $150 million, that's $150 million today. That's today. And you figure they're not going to start building, even if they agreed and the sales tax was there. They're not going to start building today. It'd be a couple years. So how much is it going to cost them? How much would 1 cent sales tax bring in to the coffers of Shasta County strictly for the jail? Specifically for the jail. And that's going to take a two-thirds majority of this county to agree to that. That's going to be tough. A general sales tax only takes like 50%. A specific needs two-thirds of everybody voting. For Reading, the council during I was Barry Tippin told the council, and by the way, I got this article out of the Retro Searchlight. During the presentation on it, said the revenue generated from sales tax, property taxes, and other sources hasn't for years been enough to keep up with repairs and improvements to streets. Can we just mention Placer Street at this point? It's just one of them. There's other places in town you drive around, and I swear, if you're on a bicycle, you know, you're not going to make it. Anyway, so the repairs on... improvements to streets, buildings, parks, and Reading's two airports. He also talked about needing to shore up the police and fire department and meet public service needs because if we don't have the money, we're going to have to start cutting them loose. And what first time we've gotten three, we have three firemen on a truck.
We've got a full police department. They're working their butts off to keep us safe. And now we're going to say we're going to cut them? Is that Shannon? Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Hey, just calling about the jail situation.
Yep.
I want to begin by first saying I applaud the majority of the board embracing the reality that's been there for years. Unfortunately, many of those in the board majority worked against Measure A, which was a specific allocated sales tax for the purpose of constructing the jail. And on top of that, Matt Pontus was essentially pressured out or blackmailed, your choice of words, who had already helped Santa Barbara County build a jail. So
okay.
Here we are.
Here we are. Well, and you know what? I will say this. You know, we supported that here on the show, that Proposition A. But it was so intricate in there. It wasn't a simple build the jail. I mean, there was money going here, money going there, and it confused people. And people didn't. We were in that throes of not trusting your elected officials. I think if it was a simple, every cent goes to build this jail and to man this jail, both jails, that might have a chance.
It might. We're going to also, though, need prosecutors because we are already behind on the caseload just due to the shortage of prosecutors in the district attorney's office.
Yeah.
We're going to need them to get that jail filled as well.
And if you have prosecutors, you need public defenders.
Exactly.
And then you need parole. And then you need probation.
That's the complexity. Yeah. That's the complexity of Measure A, right? But yeah, the jail only. But, you know, if here we are, we could have probably been close to breaking ground, I believe, if Matt Pontus had not left. He was working on some other ideas for funding the jail.
Yes.
But I think, you know, the idea or the thought that was made during a debate that we don't need a tax, we can grow the economy and cut budgets to fund the jail, was never a realistic option. And you know, it's great when you're campaigning or debating, but today we're seeing the reality of it.
Yeah, we're seeing a reality of inflation. We're seeing a reality of the state of California is going to start cutting back on programs, which are going to have an impact on us. We're going to see where they're taking, where under that proposition that barely passed, they're going to take money away from us for mental health treatment.
It's terrible, but inflation is going to cost, the jail is going to cost more.
Oh, that's $150 million today. You know, how much is it going to be 3 years from now?
Lost time is expensive.
Well, do you remember when the state offered us money back when...
We turned it away.
Yeah, when was that? You know, it was, what, six, seven years ago? It's got to be at least that long.
It was. There was two grants turned down. I think the total was in excess of $30-plus million.
Yeah.
What I heard was it was because there was concerns of staffing, but... You know, take the money and build the damn jail, staff it later.
You'll find a way to staff it. No, I thoroughly agree with you on that. We missed that chance. But now we can't ignore the fact that we need more seats. We need more beds. So
We need more room at the end.
And everything you said is true. We need more DAs. We need more defenders. You have this many people you're putting in jail. And then you need the infrastructure to take care of it. So
exactly.
It's tough.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, we're all paying the public safety sales tax. I had my truck window smashed. Ironically, I had a Measure A sign in my garage that I used to close the window from the rain. So I made a great advertisement. But, we're already paying the public safety sales tax.
Yeah, I paid my 700
premiums and deductibles.
Yeah, I paid my $746 to replace my window. So
see?
Yeah,
yeah, yours was. Oh, goodness. Mine was much less expensive. Older truck, I guess. Well, thank you, Carl.
You bet, Shannon. Thanks for the phone call. Great phone call. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Proud member of Reading West Rotary.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Okay, 31st Annual Memorial Service is going to be today at 11 AM at the Reading Civic Auditorium, Veterans Memorial Grove. That'll be there. And put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. And they're going to honor military personnel lost in service to our great country. The if you can, this is you can attend it. Like I said, it starts at 11 o'clock. You know, might be there a bit early. They've got seating. You usually have tents up
It'll be, I have a guest speaker. I think the guest speaker this year is going to be a young man that served in the Iraq conflict and, or the Iraqi and Afghanistan conflict as a medic. So he's really an interesting fellow. And if it's the same one I'm thinking about is a works in a cancer center here in town. The and then afterwards followed by lunch. So if you can make it, please be there. They see what else. Okay. Why are people moving out of cities? Why do Americans keep leaving big cities for smaller cities? Before I do that, though, before I start that, I'm going to give away four more tickets to Glowing Wild. 530-605-4567, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's it. Four more tickets. So you get to see this wonderful exhibit down at Turtle Bay. They've held it over for another weekend because of the rodeo. They closed down during the rodeo and because there just was no parking. And there would be it would be such a traffic crunch during that time, so they just shut down during the rodeo. But now they extended it. So if you're looking for four tickets to go to Glowing Wild and see that 2024 Year of the Dragon, it's really a great exhibit. We thoroughly enjoyed it. We're not children. Children really enjoyed it, but not as much as Linda. Linda really liked it. Linda and Debbie, they were running around like two kids, looking at everything. And but you'll enjoy it, too. So somebody just called for that? Great. Okay. In 2022, places like Manhattan and Atlanta, which had become ghost towns during the pandemic, began seeing more people moving back than leaving, raising hopes for the resurgence of the cities. However, the latest U.S. Census Bureau figures show the revival was short-lived. Americans have continued to flee large metro areas in massive numbers as the remote work shift, sparked by the pandemic, became entrenched in the allure of more affordable mid-size and smaller towns grew. Now, big cities are still seeing modest population gains because of a surge in immigrants. Well, look at Chicago and New York. They're begging them. Don't, no more, no more, no more. Of course, most of these are illegals coming in there. But a slower rate than before the health crisis, except for illegals coming through. And they're losing the battle to keep and attract U.S. residents. Maybe there isn't going to be a rebound, said a demographer at the University of Virginia. Maybe that rebound is over. Now, where are these? If you try to find a house, do yourself a favor. Go on Zillow or whatever. Look at Bozeman, Montana, where you used to be able to buy property for nothing and a ranch out there for very, very reasonable prices. Go to Bozeman, Montana. Look at the cost of places there now. It is incredibly, incredibly high. Bozeman, Montana. It is like, I mean, small places going for $800,000. It's crazy. And I looked at something yesterday that looked like, oh, okay, what about this place? And, again, it used to be you could buy a house there with some property, with a barn, like $250,000. That's gone now. There's like a 1,200-square-foot house there is for $465,000 with two bedrooms. It's crazy. Why? Because people are moving out. They've had it. People make their money in California, sell their homes for an astronomical sum, and they move. A lot of moving to Idaho. If they want to stay in California, you see them start coming up to cities like ours, driving the prices up. Even though it's still real reasonable, we're still one of the 100 best cities in the United States to live for all the right reasons, but the prices of houses are going up. And they will. But you look at Idaho, you look at Montana, you look at Wyoming, where people are moving to, Texas also, the South, the Southeast, people are moving there, Tennessee, they're moving there from the big cities. Prescott, Arizona, Chino Valley, Arizona, which is, doesn't even have water, and people are buying up the property there. Okay, the home values have started exploding in these places. After large cities were revitalized in the 1990s, however, starting at the mid-2010s, cities began again losing residents. And then you had the, because of the skyrocketing prices, and then the COVID hit. And then people started working from home. In San Francisco, from what I understand from real estate professionals, because I sure as hell am not, is that a lot of these big office buildings are coming up for renewal, for lease renewals, and they're not going to happen because the big businesses who are still paying their leases have lost like half of their workforce. Half of them are working from home now, or they've farmed it out to other people. They don't need this big spaces, so they're going to turn those leases back in. We've seen hotels turn the hotels back to banks. I've run out of time here. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Head on down to the memorial service at 11 o'clock down at the Civic Auditorium. You'll be happy you did. And God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.